You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW at the Saturday, August 3rd shows. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert. It's a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, how to save money so that you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're listening to our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with our guest or answer any questions that you may have. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, a regular contributor of our show, Dee Gupta of Dee Coaching, from Shame to Worthiness is our topic today. Dee, thank you so much for joining us in studio once again.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And a little bit about Dee. Dee is a part-time coach and a full-time rental property business owner who has done extensive study on emotional growth. Her perspective is that you are where you are choosing to be in your life. Your financial status, the quality of life that you live, and your relationships with friends, family, and your significant other. Everything is either where you want it to be or where your belief level is of where you can be. The stage of personal growth you are at in each area of your life determines on where you are in that area. And you cannot make more money than you believe that you can make. You cannot have a better relationship than you believe yourself capable of having. And your belief is your own worthiness in each area of your life sets the tone of where you are. And that's why I always love having a conversation with Dee and seeing what topic she's going to bring in each time that she comes in.
Yeah, Dee, it's so cool. You change it. You're so well-rounded as a coach. You get to change it up every time we get a new perspective. So I'm excited for this week. It's or this show specifically, From Shame to Worthiness. So let's start out with the shame piece. What is shame all about?
So I'm going to use a definition that Brené Brown, a leading expert on shame, has come up with. She says, shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of acceptance and belonging. So basically, if we feel that there is something that is not perfect in us, or there's something that is not good about us, mm-hmm. then we are unworthy and therefore we are unlovable. And that is the definition of shame.
Yeah, pretty devastating place to be as well, Dee. So let's talk about how shame can really affect you.
I believe, this is my personal belief, that almost, well, if not all conflict in the world arises from the fact that we feel unworthy and unlovable, and that comes from shame.
Yeah.
So it can be as simple as somebody getting really upset because somebody came in late. And the reason, how that shows up is, you didn't respect my time, you didn't respect me. And that is not necessarily, when somebody gets really upset, it's not a momentary thing. It is that you do not consider me worthy, mm-hmm. and therefore I am unworthy, and therefore I am unlovable. And that's why there is a big reaction to something as small as that. And then, of course, somebody like Hitler, who would go out and try to prove his worth to everyone else, that comes from shame and unworthiness, that he has to, or somebody has to prove their worthiness by doing something huge.
And, you know, that's such a great point, Dee, because you really have to come from the best place that you can. Otherwise, you get into that back and forth that gets into a bigger and deeper issue, all stemming and starting with shame.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we all have negative thoughts and feelings. How do we identify, how do you know you're feeling shame specifically?
Okay, so shame is something that we all feel, and it is not this big thing that, oh, I'm ashamed that I did something in my life kind of thing. It is something that we feel very often moment to moment, and we have become so competent at running away from it and hiding it that we don't recognize it many times. Mm. So anytime that you feel that you had a thought or a feeling that it's like, I don't know how I could think that. Oh my God, I thought that. I wished somebody ill. Like, and then you take that feeling and you drop it like a hot rock and you run away from it. And you're like, I'm never thinking that again because I'm not that awful person. Like, no way. And we do that so many times without even realizing that we're doing that. That's what shame is, where we are taking something in us and we're not accepting that there is something that maybe we're thinking ill of somebody, or maybe we don't want somebody to have that promotion because we feel that if they get it, then we won't. Maybe we're comparing, or maybe we're just feeling like I should have been at this point and I'm not at that point.
Yeah.
So it comes in many, many different forms.
See, isn't that like about perspective too? Like the truth is as you believe it and perceive it to be, but not how it really is.
Right, absolutely.
Right? So it's about the perspective that you have that makes you feel that shame, right?
Right. And you feel that perspective because you're ashamed.
Yeah,
I see.
And also you have to be careful on where your perspective comes from, because majority of people out there are going to build a perspective that's not going to serve you at the highest level. And it's not intentional. It's just because of the space that majority of people are in. So you have to be really careful to be able to block off things that are creating a perspective for you that really isn't your reality.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so there's so much to this conversation, Dee. I love it. So why does shame not make intellectual sense for most?
So I'm an agnostic, and that means that I don't know what the truth is. I don't know if there is a Jesus or a Buddha or an Allah or the universe or a soul. Like, I've usually been a very sciencey person. Five years ago, I went to this 10-day meditation, silent meditation retreat called Vipassana. Now, there, at the end of the 10 days, as well as every single other person in the room could access parts of themselves that we didn't know we existed. We didn't know were was possible. And we did nothing at that time. We were not supposed to make eye contact, talk, exercise, write, nothing. We were just sitting there and meditating day after day for 10 days, closing our eyes. We could access, we were not doing things to prove anything to anyone, but we could access parts of ourselves that science could not explain. So that's what I call a soul. And it's pretty simple. You can, intellectually at least, you know that if you just have those 10 days, and there are many other ways, this is just one of those tools, but you know that if you have those 10 days, you can go there and you know that you are worthy and you know that you are beautiful and joyous and you don't need anything outside of you. You just are.
So beautiful.
What was that 10-day camp?
Vipassana. It's near Olympia.
Nice. All right.
And it's close.
So Dee, what is the antidote for when you feel shameful, or just shame in itself, you know, especially considering you went through that journey? What did you find out about yourself, and how do you feel like people can stop that feeling of shame?
It's pretty simple, actually. Anytime you feel that thought or a feeling coming on, instead of running away from it and burying it and thinking, no, I'm not that person, you look at it and you look at that feeling or a thought with compassion and kindness and curiosity. And you ask yourself, emotion, what are you trying to teach me? Because there is a lesson there. There have been moments in every one of your lives where you have been unstoppable and you can go and you're not comparing and you're not feeling any shame and you're feeling great and nothing anybody else does matters at all. Right now, at the moment that you're feeling shame, you do not feel that. So look at that and say, ask yourself, why am I not feeling that? Why am I feeling unworthy? And why am I having these thoughts that I do not consider good, or I should not have? And just look at that with compassion and kindness and accept it. Accept that I am feeling these thoughts right now. That does not make me a bad person. It's scary to accept it, because it's like, okay, if I'm feeling this, I'm a bad person. No.
Yeah.
I am just having these thoughts and emotions right now. And separate yourself from them, observe it, and be comfortable with it, and talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't attend a 10-day meditation retreat. That sounds awesome. But I did do a weekend meditation retreat, and it wasn't about silence. It was about practicing all of the different types of meditation. And when I first got to the very first class, at the end of the meditation, which was 2 hours to get us started off, I went up to the instructor and I said, "Oh, I'm so frustrated. I can't get this. My mind will not shut down." And she had said, your mind will not shut down. You're always having thoughts. But what you want to do is you want to welcome and appreciate the fact that that thought is there and then welcome it right back out. And she says, "What's the thought that you're having?" And I said, "My back just hurts. I can't, you know," and that's the thought. And she says, "Welcome it and don't focus on it and welcome it out." So it worked magically the next day that I came in. But I was driving home and all of a sudden I started to get a back pain. I've had tons of car accidents in my younger years and didn't get the right treatment. So I've had headaches and back aches and neck aches. And every time that happens, I put all of my focus on that area. If I've got a headache, my hand goes here, and a backache, it goes here. And so I tried that after I'd had this conversation with my meditation instructor. And I welcomed the fact that it was there, and I welcomed it and asked it to leave. Mm-hmm. And I put my focus on somewhere else. And I swear to gosh, no exaggeration, I have never had a massive headache. I've never had a back pain that has not gone away very quickly, or a neck pain. And all it took was not to focus, because that focus just brings more of it, right, Dee?
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Yeah. So the feeling or the focus, what is something specific that you might be able to give somebody an example of what they could focus on to release that feeling of shame?
You could tell yourself, no matter how much you screw up in your life, no matter how much of a mess you've made of your life, no matter how many times you're doing it over and over again, making a mess, it doesn't matter. You have that beautiful core. You are worthy and you are beautiful. And it doesn't take a lot for you to be able to access that.
Yeah.
You just need to find the right tools. Vipassana is definitely one of them. And that's it. You know that you are.
Yeah.
Dee, how do you see the benefits of less shame in people's life? How can that help you to have less shame? Obviously, it's negative. That's a given. But what's your take on somebody who feels less shame in their life?
Feeling less shame is going to help us have better love for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we have love and compassion and kindness for ourselves, we are automatically going to feel the same way for other people around us.
Yeah.
So we are likely going to be less triggered, and therefore we're going to be calmer and more grounded and more centered when we're dealing with other people. And we're going to understand their shame when they get triggered, because we have gone through the same process ourselves. Mm. As well as if we are sharing the shame with someone else and we're talking about our shame to somebody else, then they are going to treat us with more kindness and compassion as well. And it is going to build that connection much, much deeper than you have already. So your relationships are just going to become much better.
Yeah. So Dee, as we wrap up our time here today with you, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'm going to say this. Know this. You are as worthy as Nelson Mandela is.
Mm-hmm.
Know this. A homeless addict sleeping on the side of the street is as worthy as you are.
Mm-hmm. So true, and well said. Dee, thank you so much for coming back into studio. It's always a pleasure to have you. I wish our guests could see the bright, bright smile on your face and the beautiful person that you are inside as well. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to connect with Dee, you can call the show at 1-855-411-50 or go online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next on The Money Hour, how to convert more of your marketing efforts. We have Cheryl Thompson of Ogvo right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.